You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
Yesterday, the Family Proceedings Dissolution of Marriage or Civil Union for Family Violence Amendment Bill, colloquially known as Ashley's Law, passed its third reading. The bill would allow family violence survivors with a protection order to dissolve their marriages immediately without going through a court process, reforming the Family Proceedings Act, which has been in place since 1981. I spoke to Professor of Law at the University of Auckland, Mark Hennigan, about the bill and what changes it would bring. I started the interview asking him what the current law is for divorce.
Yeah, the current law, which came into force, as you rightly said, in 1981, is what we call no-fault divorce. What that means is that you don't have to prove who was wrong, who was right. You just have to prove you've lived apart for 2 years. So it's just a single ground, and there's no really way to defend it. Once you've lived apart for 2 years, the other party might say, oh, I don't want a divorce. You can't do anything about it. Before 1981, we had what we call fault divorce, and so you had a number of grounds. And the quickest way to get out of a marriage was to prove adultery, because it was seen as being a wrong thing, and we had lots of strange private detectives taking photos of people in compromising situations where they had evidence for adultery. And so we got rid of all that because that was high court proceedings. Now you can go and, it's not even done by a family court judge. In fact, the registrar does it. You just go and have evidence that you've lived apart for 2 years. Bang, it's done automatically. It happens very, very quickly. You don't have to have a lawyer to act for, you can do it yourself, so it's cheap and it's effective.
Yesterday, the Family Proceedings Dissolution for Family Violence Amendment Bill, colloquially known as Ashley's Law, passed its third reading. What are the key changes that this bill would bring?
Well, the key change is really that we now have gone back to a fault ground. It's just the one. If you can bring to the court and show you have a protection order, either one made here in Aotearoa in New Zealand, or one made overseas that's been registered here, so you have that. That's all you need, protection order. You don't need anything else. And once you've got that, the registrar must grant you the dissolution, or as otherwise known, the divorce. So again, it's a simple ground, but it requires that you've got a protection order. Now, you can get a protection order in a number of different ways. A lot of people apply ex parte, which means that the other party doesn't get notice, but what they do is they write in on paper to the court. A number of judges will see it online. They get the evidence. And if the evidence shows the grounds, in other words, that you've been abused and that you need protection, the judge will order it straight away. The other party won't know about it until they get it. They then have 3 months to say it's all wrong, it didn't happen, etc. If they don't do anything after 3 months, it automatically becomes a final order. You have to have a final order to get the dissolution. Or you can apply to court and go through a court proceeding to get a protection order. But quite a lot do it on paper first, and the other party often doesn't try to get it discharged because they realise there's nothing they can say because it's all right. But sometimes they do. It's very rare. So once it becomes a final order, then that's the ticket to automatic dissolution. You don't require anything else. Just put that to court, show them protection order, and bang, they must granted at that point.
You've said this is the first legislative recognition that people should not have to live in abusive situations. How do you think this bill will impact survivors of family violence?
Well, I think the first thing, and it's really important, I think, Sophia, the first thing is that family violence is sort of, it's always been a bit hidden. It's a bit more known about now, and it's not well supported by any government, really. And it's a massive problem in our society. So the mere fact that this is getting publicity, that if you're in a marriage or a civil union and someone has been abusive, and that includes psychological abuse, not just physical abuse, and you've got a protection order, that's a serious matter. In other words, society's saying, that's just not on, and you have a right at that point to get automatic dissolution if you want it. So that's the important recognition at the public level. At the practical level, I can see there can be some issues, because a lot of people, sadly, who live in abusive relationships are terrified to leave them. And if you're living with someone who's trying to control you, and we call it social entrapment, they're controlling you in various ways, checking on what you're doing all the time. Family violence went up a lot during COVID because people are at home together, and the controlling partner will just control the other partner, and that's very very difficult to deal with. I was talking to a mother the other day whose daughter was in a dreadful relationship. She'd been strangled 20 times, but she was terrified to leave and do anything about it. Eventually the mother did something, and thank God she's out of there now, but that's the sort of pattern you get sometimes. So someone could be in an awful situation, and not do anything about it. And that's where we need to give more support to people, because sometimes they end up in hospital. It's obvious they've been abused, but no one says or does anything about it, gives them no support, so they just hunker down and go back, because A, they may want to go back because they don't know anything different, and also they may want to go back because, thank God, if I do anything about it, I'm going to get even more abuse. So we have to deal with that problem as well. It's great that we have this recognition of it, but there are realities for people living in abusive relationships and abusive marriages.
How does the Family Proceedings Amendment Bill compare to divorce laws in other countries?
Well, some countries have automatic divorce, like in Las Vegas, you can get married one day and divorce the next. Most countries have a one-year rule. Some countries do have fault, where they have specific things. I think this one, though, is quite specific, and I think we're kind of jumped from, think we could be more of a leader in this one, being very specific about what you need. So it doesn't require people, because in England, for example, they've only changed it recently, you had to go to court and prove that you deserve a divorce. Now, that's so costly for people, it's crazy. This one does require you to get a protection order, but often people who need to get one can be helped. People like Women's Refuge help them, and other people help with specialised lawyers to help them do the paperwork. Once that's done and they've got the order, and long as the 3 months has gone by when it may be an interim order, then that's all they need to do. They don't have to go to court and prove that there was violence or prove that, because that would place tremendous effort on them, and also there'll be more abuse in that process. So I think you have to get the protection order. So that's one hurdle you have to overcome legally, and we need to give more support to people who get protection orders, because I think it's very important. They should have help, because they often can't afford it, they're often struggling, and then they need someone to help. Once they've got that, that's all they need. So there's no more hurdles to go over. Under the old law, like the adultery law, for example, you had to go to the High Court, you had to have evidence and contested proceedings and all the rest of it. That wasn't very pleasant for people to have to go through that process. The protection order does require some court intervention. It can be done on paper with the help of Women's Refuge and other organisations. They can help them do all the paperwork and that sort of stuff. There is some support. We need more. Women's Refuge, half the people that work in Women's Refuge, given that we have a high volume of family violence in this country, aren't even paid. They don't even have enough to pay. They're volunteers. So we don't put much resources into it, but they do a tremendous job in making sure that people can do the paperwork and take the stress off. Because it's a big move for people to get a protection order. You know, they know it's going to have effect. They know the other party's going to see it, and they're going to get angry. So it takes a lot of support to get them through that and make sure that they're safe.
That was Professor of Law at the University of Auckland, Mark Hennigan, speaking to me about the Family Proceedings Amendment Bill, which passed its third reading yesterday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.